This is On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. The Savannah Music Festival kicks off this week, and along with the rock, hip-hop, jazz, blues, and country, you can also go hear opera. The music festival collaborates with the Savannah Voice Festival every year, and that is run by world-famous baritone Cheryl Milnes and his wife, soprano Maria Zuvis. I talked with them last year just as they first entered into this partnership with the music festival, and I asked Maria to explain what goes into an operatic production.
Everything goes into a full operatic production. It's symphonic. It is. It's electric. It is.
Certainly vocal. I mean, that's primary.
Vocal, but that's. It doesn't stop there. It's about all the arts, including visual, and in our case, multimedia art. It all falls into place in one shining moment. And of course, we all care about the high note that the singer is singing, but in terms of the total package and the total experience that the audience is having at that moment, all of the arts are being represented at that very moment of time that opera's happening. And it makes it epic. You know, if you think about what it used to be, opera was the entertainment of the time. We had nothing else. So that's why they were long when they were written in the 1800s. And that's why people made them events, because that was their form of entertainment.
And also, Cheryl, there's an incredible level of education when you go to an opera. I mean, from everyone in the pit and on the stage, you're talking about most of them have at least master's degrees, if not PhDs, right?
Well, that's true. And part of that is the vocal study necessary, because we're not mic'd. You're not dependent on the sound man out there with the dials. And so each singer is kind of responsible for their own sound, not kind of responsible, totally responsible for their own sound.
And, you know, opera's one of the last places where you can actually hear the unamplified human voice. I wonder what you think that adds, or what difference that makes to hear the voice without a microphone.
Well, I think for us, it's important that we do stress the fact that it is all human. And we really love the Olympics. We love Cirque du Soleil. There's so many things that are innately about the excellence and the going beyond what is normal in our human abilities that we connect to. We love to see people doing something that physically is extraordinary. And vocally, an opera singer has to do things and use their instrument to express the words, the drama, the music, in a way that we can't do without that level of excellence. So I think it's a feeling of awe when you're watching someone float a note or make a phrase that moves you to, well, goosebumps is really what we're all striving for. I call it the wow moment. We look for that in every performance. And that's what an audience becomes so addicted to. They show up to be wowed the same way they do when they go to a Cirque du Soleil concert.
Tell me a little bit about Jean Ischicchi, because this is an opera that was written almost 100 years now, 1918. Why is this particular opera by Puccini done so often?
Well, it's a comedy. It's a comedy. It's kind of a modern Barber of Seville, if anybody knows the Figaro aria, which is in the Rossini piece. Ischicchi is, the smart guy in town, but not... He doesn't exist in the upper class, so he's looked down upon a little bit, except this family, the grieving family of a rich relative who has passed away, finds out that all the money was left to the church, and they're bemoaning the fact that they're going to get very little out of it, and so they in a manner of speaking, hire Gian Ischicchi to see if he can do something about changing the will, and he has a brilliant idea, but of course at the end... ends up leaving everything to himself. So he outwits all of the selfish family And it's very funny. Skeeky, that's one of the reasons, because it's obvious to the audience what's going on, and it is very funny.
Did you ever sing it, Celeste?
I did when I was in college. It's not, I'm a lyric coloratura, so it's not quite my forte. Yeah.
No. I did the role and I love it. It's a great role because she has a little duet, a few lines, and then she gets the star aria. You get the star dressing room and you don't do the work.
And it's the shortest role in the opera with the best music.
This is often paired with Suor Angelica, also by Puccini, because they're both one acts, which makes it kind of a lovely evening to put together. The Suor Angelica is the second of what's called Il Trittico. What is Il Trittico?
The triptych. It's the triptych. It's three
operas.
Three operas, and actually Suor Angelica is the first. Is the second?
It's the second one.
So Tabarro is the cloak is typically done when you do the three. It's one, two, and three. Suor Angelica is two, and then Johnny Skeeky is three. And we find, and a lot of companies do this now, we find it's better to do the two. It's a shorter evening, as I said before. People went as their diversion. There was no playlist. There was no
TV, no recordings, no bowling,
nothing else,
of course.
So, but for us, it makes sense. So we start with the tragedy, we make you cry, and you take a break, and then you come back and you laugh your way home. So it's a fabulous duo. It's a great coupling for a night.
So tell me about this. Is there a difference in musical style from between Suor Angelica and Gianni Schicchi or the rest of the Trittico? Because they were written in different years. A year passed for Puccini between when he wrote one and then the other.
You've been doing homework, haven't you?
I had to pass my classes, Cheryl Mills.
I don't think I knew
that.
I got
straight A's at the University of Michigan, you know.
Well, good for you. Good for you. I would say there's no difference. And something I wanted to add to a previous question, the colors of the human voice, different human voices, is without limit. You know, you can have 10 pianists, and there's some differences, but the piano, by and large, has the same color. The human voice, the colors are limitless. So depending on who is singing something, the beauty speaks to everybody, and every voice has its own particular emotional impact.
So be honest with me here. Is this the beginning of your secret ploy to bring an opera company to Savannah?
You bet.
Is that right? Okay, my wife's telling me that.
Well, and you know, like Savannah is wont to do, it's not your average anything. So everything in Savannah is tailored to Savannah. And I think for this, our goal is to be able to, in both festivals, the Savannah Music Festival and the Savannah Voice Festival, produce operas as a matter of a season. So you can decide at one point in the year you're going to come see something and it's going to be different. But joining forces with the Savannah Music Festival, well, we know it brings millions of people into Savannah. And we also know that together, we can produce something so extraordinary that it is in line with anything you can find in the nation. So if we can continue this, we will. And our plan is to continue this initiative. So we want everyone to show up and see what it's about.
So, Cheryl, I wanted to ask you a personal question. I mean,
I've
literally been listening to your voice for most of my life. And I wonder what it's like for you to be producing operas and not performing anymore. I mean, it must be like an athlete who retires from baseball, right? I wonder what that experience is like.
Interesting question. Well, it's very satisfying. And I can't say that it's frustrating in the sense that I don't sing anymore, which is true, because I am 80. I think that I did all that I wanted to do, so there isn't, gee, if I only had a few more years of singing, I would sing this and this and this and this. That's not the case. So I am very, very thrilled and very happy to be teaching, to be inspiring, to pass along. Well, I'm old enough to have worked with some of the old masters, Böhm, Karajan, Bernstein, Leinsdorf, Schulte, these names, so I can pass on to other generations a lot of their knowledge. And it's very satisfying. It's quite thrilling.
Okay, I've been speaking with Cheryl Milnes there, of course, legendary baritone, well-known for Verdi roles, among others. Maria Zuvis is his wife. They're both with the Savannah Voice Festival, and they're teaming up with the Savannah Music Festival this week for opera. It's been a pleasure. Thank you both so much.
We enjoyed it very much. Thank you, Celeste.
Thank you indeed.